thankful for the opportunity to be able to speak to you from Russia, the same way as we have from many countries. Hope everybody's happy, and I hope everybody's healthy, well, and trust that everything's going on real good for our coming crusade in the different parts of the world. I would certainly love to have a crusade here in Russia. People are by the herds in certain places. There are so many people that you have to weave your way in and out like little ants is going from one place to another. And we've found that there are some very wonderful, congenial people here in Russia. Even though there's a communist government here, even as they have the capitalist government in the United States, and the people, of course, are under the constraint of it, yet the people themselves are very wonderful people. We meet some that's hostile, even as we do in the United States, but many multiplied people, even multitude of people, are very congenial and very, very, they're very grateful for anything that they get concerning the scriptures. In Moscow, right at the Kremlin, in and around the Kremlin, we were able to publish the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ as to more than 1,000 pieces of literature. And I'm saying this very clearly and very boldly because whatever the consequences is, that's the way it will be. But the thing is, I want you to know that it has been with tight bands in Moscow everywhere because there are authorities that are everywhere continually roaming, and we were apprehended at least 5 times in one day. And the day before apprehended, not to any kind of punishment, but as to warnings, and they would have taken us into custody had not been for faith in God and believing and trusting without fear that God would make the way. Here in Russia, it is not as some people have led you to believe. You have plenty of freedom. Go where you want to talk. You're not under observation as to any tight observation where someone is right with you. You're free to go, free to talk, free to visit. You have liberty just as you do in the United States. Even though you are under strict observation in the sense that there are authorities roaming the streets all the time, but to some degree it's like that in America. The one thing that is strict is that you do not publish any kind of literature, give out any literature. You do not even see people as a rule giving out sales papers or any kind of literature. There's no competition here to anyone that would dare do that because it is so strict it only takes a few minutes as to a gathering or as to a people coming together, and the authorities are needed there. So it has been again and again that by faith and courage in God, we have continued against the human side of feeling. But we've continued on, and even here in Kyiv, we've been successful to the extent that we have, Betty, myself, Tracy, we have distributed hundreds of pieces of literature. And people that were very grateful, they very wholeheartedly accepted it. And on one occasion, one had asked for a Bible, and the praying and the fasting that the people are doing for us, we really appreciate it. But it was just telling it so greatly appreciated because we're in great danger while we're here, and even in the last 20 minutes, I guess it has been within the hour that one individual that's across from Grace's room, that she's in a room by herself, a Polish that had been watching her, room, as Tracy came in, he came in behind us. And just as he stepped into the room, it just happened to be at this particular time that Betty and I had felt to be in her room for a little bit, trying to get the call through. And immediately when he heard her speak to us, he turned and left. And I caught him as he was leaving toward the elevator. And I gave him some strong, real strong reproof. I pointed my finger right up almost in his face. And he turned and went into another door and locked the door. Betty went downstairs, and of course she reported it. And immediately one of the Russian people were so greatly disturbed because they had taken a liking to us here in this hotel. And they came up to his room and very forcefully told him what would happen if this thing occurred again, and they came and told us not to be disturbed over it. So God has given us great favor everywhere that we've gone, and it's a great miracle that we were here at the time that this thing transpired. But anyway, all is well with us. We've got tonight and tomorrow night to spend in Kiev, and then we go on from here into Leningrad. And of course, here in Kiev, it's a little bit different because we've learned that this is Ukrainian territory to the extent that though the Soviet Union rules here, yet there is something that is very tasteful about this as to Christianity, and maybe we'll get to relate it to you when we come home. But I noticed downstairs a lot of things that pertain to the Ukrainian, and as of about 1,000 years ago, I suppose it's what they celebrated as the millennium when the papers published it in America, but there was some kind of a thing that transpired as to one of their princesses that, or some of their people that decided that as to the Ukrainians, everyone should be Christians. And in this, in making this decision, it became a unanimous thing, and now they're celebrating 1,000 years as to the beginning of that event. I suppose that was the publication, even though there's no celebration here. Yet this was what they were referring to, because it is under strict Soviet Union rule. And, of course, Moscow is Soviet Union rule, and Leningrad is the same way. So we're still trying to do what we can under the strict discipline, because it's an impossibility to get out literature here. You're under such strict observation. But in spite of all the apprehension, we've dared to believe God and trust God and go from one spot to another and continue on at the risk it can be according to their discipline and what is on the readings or the publications, and of course, according to their warnings that his imprisonment and his fine can lead to very severe penalty. But nevertheless, you continue to pray. We're continuing to do what we can for God, because with all of the severe warnings and barely escaping without pleading, we continue to go on for God, to do something for God even yesterday. And we intend to do it by faith in God. Whatever the results might be, we still intend to do it. And you can believe that I'm telling you the truth from my heart. There's no exaggeration as to the predicament that we are in to these things. So your prayers and faith for us, your continual believing for our safety, is very important. And let me see what they say. Okay, one other thing that that is reminding me of at this point, that is that David Paul is going into Kenya Monday, I believe it is. Or tomorrow? Is it tomorrow? Tomorrow. I understood him to say Monday, but he says it. Oh, that's right. Today's Sunday. I'm sorry. We've moved around so much, I have to get my bearings. But anyway, tomorrow is Monday. So I'm asking you that if there's any special effort, is there any way to stand behind David Paul, then I wish you would, because it's very important to me and to the work of God and the lost souls as the frontier evangelism that we have the meeting in Kenya. I think while I'm here that I'd love to have about a half dozen of you here. And yet if I had you here, I don't know what you would do, because like I say, you couldn't hardly get started anywhere without you know, imprisoned you or something. So it's just God, I suppose, that narrowed it down to where there's only the three of us to where we can get control of the cup. And as Jesus said, it wasn't crushed. But in Kenya, it's free over there, too, the freedom of giving out literature and whatever. And I'm trusting that you'll help David see that the publications as to the advertisement goes over, because waiting so long, I had asked him not to do this, but as it has been a routine, waiting so long to publish and then, of course, not having any advantage other than the cost as to the loss, it happened the same way. We could have shipped it over, but they would not respond. And now we're having a very difficult thing out of it that we have to pay for the transportation of the literature by plane. And that is perhaps 3 to 5 times as much as it would have been if we'd sent it by ship. And of course, we don't get the benefit out of it because it runs late getting there. So I'm asking you to stand with David Paul and whoever's going over and try to get the literature over. And if you don't feel to do that, between you and God, it doesn't matter to me. All of this is something that we have to reckon with God for at the judgment as to our desire. Certainly, as always, though I'm over here, I still feel the same. My feelings aren't any different. I still feel the same. Just whoever desires to work for God, because even over the telephone, I can feel a repercussion. A few things that I said earlier in my statements here, even clear across the world. But nevertheless, as I said to the brethren just before I left, as to those that love me and love God and those that are loved of God, as to his children, then they will be concerned for world evangelism. And I'm asking you to stand behind David Paul in that he is doing this in the behalf of God and doing it in the behalf of me, so we can get something set up over there. I do not feel over the telephone that this time what I felt over the telephone the other time that I've talked to, because I feel a reluctance in some of your spirit and grief, and some of your spirit has to respond to my Kenya meeting, which I think is very, very ungrateful for those that had it. But to the others, may God bless you and may God help you and may God direct your heart as to your self-denial and your concern about world evangelism. Of course, when I say this, I can feel the spirit changing clear here over into Russia as to your attitude, because you realize that you've done wrong, and I trust that you will turn completely around and not be selfish, but remember that people are without God. Here the multitudes are without God. We only have a few thousand pieces of literature, which we're trying our very best to get out under severe conditions. But nevertheless, whatever it might be as to those that love God, love the Lord Jesus Christ, that are concerned about the welfare of others and the gospel throughout the world, to you, may God bless you. May there be an everlasting blessing of eternal security, concern, and protection for you and your loved ones, and for the others to whom this is distasteful as to world evangelism and concerned about lost souls. May the Lord have mercy upon your soul and perhaps someday bring you to the truth and the understanding of the foolishness and error of a selfish heart. But may God bless you. We're not here to condemn you or to hurt you, because Paul said, if I make you sad by my letters, then there's no one to cause my heart to rejoice. So I'm not wanting to do that. I have glad tidings of great joy for you, for all of those that love the Lord Jesus Christ, that are looking forward to his coming. From an unusual vision last night in talking to the Lord, with an unusual vision about the millennium. I was explaining to Sister Betty something about it. The great and of course, when we get an opportunity there on the home front, we will be back to the help of the Lord and get an opportunity to explain to you what we are saying and how we feel about the situation. I'm overjoyed from time to time if I come to you by the way of telephone, and certainly not depressed here. Russia has a lot of great potential. It's the old country. It's well seen. You look around, and being the old country, the leaves are falling. It's about the time of fall over here, and leaves are falling, and it's kind of a Christmas atmosphere with us focusing Christ in this country. It's hungry heart. People are wrapped up in their winter garments, and they are a lot of them very noble people, and people that are very congenial, but to have a disposition of reservation of heart to not fall with it. One thing that you have to do here is they do everything their way. They're programmed to the extent that something that's just automatic in their life. And if you do it, you do it their way. And it's very difficult. There's not a lot of convenience here as it is in the States. And whatever you do, you have to do it their way. And okay, we're going to talk a little longer. So then I felt a little pressure from the state in the situation here about the telephone call and bothering that to solve her plea, but I still was on call. So and I filled it up and then did. Now, let me say this to you as by way of instruction. There is something to do on the home front at all times. I know that there is. Lots of things to do. And you that love God, I only speak to you that love God as to this concern. I speak to all of you in Jesus that want to say to all, but as to those that are concerned about God that's going to make a sacrificial effort of their time and substance, whatever you do, keep the home front fires burning, because it's only by the potential of the home front that we're able to get out and cover the world. Yes, been in the beginning of our ministry that we tried to do this, going out into the frontier, and we found out it was impossible because of the language barrier. We come back to build a home front that we might be able to do this successfully, and we've been able to do it as the latter part of our ministry. And we're asking you to stand with us. Don't let the home fires go out. Don't let those things stay idle, because you will have to answer to God. You might neglect out here, or my extravagance is to leverage and unconcern out here will prove to bring judgment to me. So I'm trying my very best to be honest and sincere out here as on the home front and everywhere else. But I'm asking you again, don't forget those crusades, because that's not some kind of child play or some kind of a joke. That is world evangelism, and we went to great extent to make it to be so. As to our concern, whether you are concerned or not, you're concerned to the extent until the last breath leaves our body. God, giving us grace, we intend to do something for God forever, with you or without you. And I know that we'll be with many of you because you love God. But as to some of you, I know that you will not make the kingdom of God. You will not make the translation. It doesn't matter what we do, you will not make it. It's positive that you will not. But on the other hand, it's just as positive some that are there will make it. And I trust that all of you will repent if there's any possibility. And there is, to the extent of grace, I trust that all of you will get in and be one unit, in that you've been indoctrinated as the church that come from different places to form this congregation that we spoke of as becoming our headstone to take care of all the world. So then, in all these things that we'd like to say, it's not possible for us to save until you over the telephone, but it is a great, great, wonderful privilege to be able to come in and talk with you. And I trust that you receive my words as a father to children, as a warning, and as love and respect to be about your father's business, to carry on the duty of the home front, and to stand with the parents in the gospel there that are really concerned. And I trust that the parents will have loving concern about the babes in Christ. As Jesus said, when he was leaving, to feed the lambs, to be concerned, and not to try to lord over them, but to be an example to the flock. And I trust that I will do the same. Pray for my safety, Betty's safety, for Grace's safety, and for the others. Pray for the conditions of the home front as to those that are in problems. And if there's any way that you can respond to us out here as to calling or whatever, if you feel to do that, you're certainly welcome to do it. We'll be here until tomorrow night, through tomorrow night, and then we go for 2 days over in the Leningrad, and from there back to Moscow for one night. And then, of course, we'll be lifting off to come back to the States. May God bless you. I'd love to have prayer with you before we end our little talk here. May God bless you. May you keep us in remembrance and the grief that I feel on this end as to the lack of concern about my Kenya meetings. Very grievous, because I felt a reluctancy, a great reluctancy, and the resentment as to the fact that David Paul is doing some things there. I think that is very, very bad, but it's the first time I've ever felt it as to any of my communications with you. and was one of the greatest moments of our life and one of the greatest triumphs of the Lord, in the sense that thousands of people are personally getting the gospel as to the faith, and enough gospel in one piece of literature to convert many, many people. And this is in a country that is closely confined as to communist doctrine, and the people, as I say, are wonderful and hungry and waiting. It's a great, great, mighty harvest to be reaped, and I'm trusting that it will repent for them while we're here. Please pray for us, and let's have prayer together. Father, precious, wonderful Heavenly Father, we're grateful for the wonderful presence of God that we feel and the enthusiasm of the people. Father, they're on the home front as to those that love Jesus. And Father, as to these that are here in this country, Lord, though imprisoned here, God, by the constraint of the indoctrination of human beings, yet, Father, we know this is around the world, and that sin is a great and a mighty prison. But, Lord, you've sent us to those that are in prison around the world. And, dear God, we intend to liberate by the help of God in that Jesus said, Father, we say with him that the Spirit of God is upon us. Lord, we have sent us to liberate those that are in prison. He has sent us to break the bonds of iniquity. And, oh God, he set at liberty them that are bruised for the hand of Satan, Lord, to take away that iniquity. Lord, in that Satan is rebuked by the wonderful blessings of Calvary. Satan, the Lord rebuke thee from Russia. The Lord rebuke thee from the home front of Bethlehem. And the Lord rebuke thee from people around the world. And God heal people in Russia. God heal people on the home front. God heal people around the world to deliver them from fears, from anxieties, from bondages, from all those things that would be evil, that would confront them or hurt them. The Lord be with the people throughout the world as the liberty and the salvation unto all of the world, and the Christians love and to glorify the wonderful name of our darling Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, and be filled with his wonderful Spirit, as to the Holy Spirit, the wonderful Holy Ghost, until everybody becomes one in unity and love and concern and self-denial for their fellow man. May the Lord bless you. God bless every one of you. We love you very dearly from our hearts. We'll see you just as soon as we have a chance to return.